tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Love you. morning, Hope Show listeners. I hope all of you had a blessed week. I am happy to be here with all of you today. Where I live, winter is about to end and spring is peeking out around the corner. The weather here has been in the 40s and 50s this past week. After all the rain we have had recently, these past few days of warmth and sunshine have been very welcoming. I'm having some cabin fever, folks, for this warmer weather yet to come, so I can spend some time outdoors, and I think this afternoon perhaps might be the day. I'm sure all of you can understand. Some of you are probably experiencing the same type of weather that we've been experiencing here. But enough of all that. Let's get started with today's message. As some of you may have determined by the second song played, today's message is about life as a highway, or road rage. I was doing a little homework about the song Life as a Highway, and I found that the song is a metaphor. The definition of a metaphor is a figure of speech in which a word or phrase is applied to an object or action to which it is not literally applicable, but is symbolic of something else. So what does the song really mean when it says life is a highway? It means that life is like a road that you travel on. One day it's there and the next day it's gone. Sometimes you bend and sometimes you stand firm. It is my belief that it is about life's ups and downs, humps and bumps, about taking a chance. I believe it talks about love and how sometimes the road of life can seem very long. But life is what you make of it. Shaziz over here said that he thinks our life has been a roller coaster, and I think some of you probably can relate to that out there. Has anyone else out there ever experienced road rage? I think we probably all have at one time or another. We shouldn't, though, because we never know why things happen as they do. Perhaps God knows something that we don't. Take, for example, what if you continue to race down that road and then you found yourself in a wreck later on? Now, what would have happened if you were caught behind a slow-moving vehicle and you weren't involved in an accident? God may have just saved your life or the lives of someone who could have been riding with you. Had you given that any thought? Long time ago, I didn't. Things like traffic jams and tractors and so on and so forth. People that I was going someplace with, being really slow about getting out to the vehicle and so on and so forth. Those things really drove me crazy years and years ago, but I've kind of learned to appreciate being slowed down. Sometimes if I'm in a really big hurry, then I don't appreciate it so much, but for the most part, I've learned to appreciate the journey. How about this? What if you were going to fly by airplane to a different state and your flight was delayed and you found out later that the weather was bad? That could have been very dangerous. All of you out there get the idea, right? So we're going to be talking about how road rage compares to our own life. Road rage is defined by an act of aggression or anger by the driver of an automobile directed toward the driver of another automobile. Also included in that is road rage toward pedestrians. Road rage is the act of endangering yourself, another motorist, or pedestrian due to an act of aggression while driving. Excuse me, folks. You have all seen it, perhaps have done it to someone else. Rude gestures, yelling out the window at someone, driving in an unsafe or threatening manner. Excuse me. Road rage is the act of endangering yourself. Sorry, folks. You've all seen it, perhaps have done it to someone else. Rude gestures, yelling at the window at someone, driving in an unsafe or threatening manner. I'm going to take a drink, folks, so I don't keep coughing at you. Sorry about that.
So just don't ride with my friend Justin and you'll be fine.
That's much better. Road rage can lead to altercations, assaults, and collisions that result in injuries and even death. You may be asking yourself, how does this compare to life? There are actually many parallels between road rage, on the road and the rage we act out even in our own life. Life is a journey, folks. It's not a destination. We get angry with something going on in life, and we tend to treat other people much like someone experiencing road rage on the highway. We are all on our own personal journey, coexisting together and not always merging very well. We get angry and we get impatient. We want to run these people off the road, scream out the window, pull over, slowpoke, all kinds of things. Sometimes you even feel like putting up the number one sign, but we can't do that. Perhaps God put these people in our path to slow us down and even teach us a little something about patience. Do any of us ever fully understand why another person behaves as they do? Do we even care to know? Most of the time, I don't believe we do. We just want the people to stop being an inconvenience to us and let us pass. But have you ever took time to think that perhaps these folks are from a different state? Perhaps they're lost? Perhaps they're driving slower to watch for signs to figure out where they're supposed to go? Maybe they're elderly folks and they can't see very well, so they're being cautious and driving slower as to not hurt themselves or someone else. Here's a twist for you. Let's say you are the recipient of road rage. Maybe you are slowing someone down. Maybe you, maybe they are in a hurry because maybe a loved one or someone was taken to the hospital after some accident at home or at their work or wherever, and they're trying to rush there to see if someone is okay. Sometimes maybe a person has had a domino day where a bunch of little things have now escalated to something much bigger. The whole day was a disaster for them. So they're already angry, and by you slowing them down, you have just added another layer of icing to the cake. One more inconvenience. We just don't know what has happened in another person's day. We should not be so quick to judge something that we know nothing about. This pertains to both the road and our own life. What happened to the rules that your parents taught you at an early age about manners and playing nice with others? We don't outgrow good behavior. We don't outgrow respect or good morals, manners, and values. But sometimes as life gets so hectic, when we grow up, we do forget to apply those rules to our life. Things taught to us so long ago. Circumstances in our lives can change us, and not always for the better, particularly for those around us that still have to deal with us. Sometimes when we get behind the wheel, maybe some of us feel cocky. It seems as if getting behind the wheel of an automobile sometimes somehow gives us superpowers, and we think we're invincible, that we don't have to pay attention to the law, that we are safe behind the wheel. People act out. They become road bullies. They think they are protected in their vehicles when they mouth off to you or honk their horn or even worse. I have heard some incidences where a person will follow another person to their destination just to give them a piece of their mind or even hit them. But as on the road, we have the same altercations in our daily living. There always seems to be that one person who thinks the world owes them something. Wake up, folks. The world doesn't owe us anything. This is just another incident where people are living their life of the world with all its dark behaviors and not living their life according to how God meant for us to. God's ways are love, not anger, not hatred. We are to know God's word, study the instruction manual, the Bible, for our life and apply that to our daily living, which means love all your fellow brothers and sisters. You don't always have to like what other people do or agree with what other people say, but you still have to coexist with other people and try to lead by a good example. Folks, we are constantly under attack by the enemy. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." We must remain alert and vigilant. Don't let things in your life get so out of hand, out of control, that you find yourself in an altercation with someone that could have been easily avoided, peacefully resolved. Try to always keep the peace. Be the better person. Be mindful of those people who will attempt to drag you down into situations that are not your battle. Road rage, if you will, doesn't just happen out there on the roads. You can see it in the checkout line at Walmart or even the grocery stores. You can see it even in our streets. Innocent individuals being victimized by other angry individuals. Have you ever experienced anything like what us Americans call Black Friday? I'm sure other countries must have something similar to this. But if you don't know what a Black Friday is, here is what it is. Black Friday in America is the day after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in America is always on a Thursday in the latter part of November. Black Friday is always the day after, or Friday. The purpose for this event is to do some early Christmas shopping at a very discounted price. It is meant to kick off the Christmas season. There are many huge savings on purchases at all the stores all over the country. A lot of people will get up very, very early in the morning, some even as early as 2 a.m. Some don't even sleep, just to be some of the first people inside the business doors when they open. The goal is to be at the beginning of the line when the doors open so that you can get to the places where you want in the store to find the things that you are shopping for before someone else grabs up the last remaining item that you wanted to purchase. If you don't get to these stores at an insanely early hour and stand in line outside sometimes as long as 4 or 5 hours in the freezing, bitter temperatures, you will miss out on what you were looking for. Sounds crazy, huh? It is pure madness. Wow. I had no idea how serious these shoppers were. Thank God, when I did it years ago, I left my young daughter at home, because Black Fridays are certainly no place for a child. These adults behaving so aggressively. I have gone a few times because there were some real bargains on something that I really wanted to purchase for Christmas for someone. I guarantee you that that is the only reason I would have subjected myself to that kind of madness. Because I really dislike the cold. And where I live, during this time of the year, it can be quite cold. And secondly, I really value my sleep. And so to be up in the middle of the morning is generally not my favorite thing to do. I remember this one time I went to Walmart. I had never shopped a Black Friday event. And I thought all the scary things I'd ever heard about it was just exaggerated stories. I had heard such things like getting ran over or pushed with shopping carts, hit or tricked even in some fashion for just somebody's, you know, I just thought somebody was just making up tall stories. But I assure you, it was not exaggerated. If anything, it was an understatement. I could not believe that even the elderly were being so rowdy. Needless to say, I have gone to, I believe, maybe 3 of these events in my life. Different years, different stores, and it was all pretty much the same. I no longer participate in these events. The sales are just not worth the hassle, in my opinion. One year, I talked a dear friend into going with me so that we could divide up, and it would be easier for the two of us to shop together. That, folks, is a true friend. This, however, is a true depiction of what road rage looks like. So, I want to ask all of you, do you believe these actions, whether you're a bully on the highway or a bully at your place of work, at home, in the streets, is a crime? I believe there's a very fine line, folks. I decided to look it up and see. Here is what I found. Google says it is not always possible to judge intent by external observation. I find that somewhat hard to believe, though. However, investigating if bullying is a crime, I found it to be true. Bullying is a crime. In some ways, I feel like these two are kind of one and the same, but according to Google, it's not. So folks, in your opinion, how far is too far? In everyday living, what behaviors and actions are considered to be too much? Where do we draw the line? Let's take a look for a moment. The psychology behind road rage. It is a pent-up emotion that is given expression when driving. It is the leading cause of traffic accidents today. But in the parallel ways of our existence, what happens to us when life throws us curveballs? What happens when our lives aren't going as we had planned? What happens when the journey or the road that we are on in our life seems to get too hard, too long, too aggravating? What happens to us then? Is road rage on the highway so much different? How do we respond? Each of us respond differently to external stimuli. We're all flawed. No one is perfect. We all mess up every day, sometimes more than once in a day. But it is how we respond that makes the difference in our lives and those around us. Do we try to look at these speed bumps in our life for what they truly are? Life lessons? God trying to teach us something, and sometimes He's trying to save us from ourselves. By taking a wrong turn in our life, we can do a lot of damage. But do you realize that? And try to keep your inner peace? Try to keep on loving one another, giving one another grace and mercy, trying to be understanding of what the other one is going through? Or do we behave in ways that God speaks of as like the heathens in the Bible? Do we behave out of control? We don't watch our tongue? Heathens in the Bible are people who are distinguished in a marked manner from other people. They are a separate people. People whom we are not to associate with. A certain characteristic of a person who we strive not to be. A heathen is someone who disobeys God's laws and acts out in whatever fashion they choose to do so. Let me ask you folks, are we living right today? Are we in control of our thoughts, behaviors, actions, words? While you're thinking about that for a moment, I'm going to go on a break. And this first song is going to be "This Road I Travel."
There'll be peaks than Dalí's. His love will see me through these, through the good and the bad times, Lord. You are so faithful to me.
Through my travels, God has given to me
this road I travel.
The road is narrow,
yeah,
into eternity. Through my travel, God has given to me.
Now I must travel.
Now I must travel down this road.
Oh my.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I hope you enjoyed the music. I'm so happy all of you could join me today. If you're just tuning in to the Hope Show, today's message is Life is a Highway, or Road Rage. My podcast will be uploaded later this afternoon. If you would like to go back and listen to all of it, or share it with a friend. Neutron sent me a message here, and you didn't offend. I'm glad you messaged in. And his question is, I hope you don't mind me sharing it with the world, is if God so loved his creation, why did he allow Satan to have control of Earth for thousands of years? So here's the answer to that. God gave us all choice, which way to go, free will, and wanted us to come back because of the love and not fear. We choose what we allow Satan to do for us. Otherwise, Satan has no power over us. And Shaziz has a word that he wants to say, too. So I'll let Shaziz talk here for a moment.
Well, actually, I was going to kind of try to lead into that by, you know, in the sci-fi world, the vampires, they can't come in your house unless they're invited. You got to invite them in. It's just like Satan. Satan has no power over you unless you choose to allow it to be so.
Or even like the media and things like that, you know, it can't come into your house unless you allow the media in, you know, when you turn on the television or the radio or the computer, things like that.
That's like one of the questions that people ask me all the time because of me being a Christian, ask me that if God loves the world so much, why would he allow people to suffer? Well, he doesn't. It's us. We allow things to go on. We allow people to be hungry in this world. We allow our nations to go to war. We allow it, you know, by not standing against it. We don't have to, abide by Satan's rules. We have a choice. And if God's what he is depicted to me as far as love and all that, why would he want to force us to do anything? Give us that choice to either serve him or serve Satan. That's the choice we got. Satan's running around, running amok on this world, and you can see what the world's turned into. But all along, if you go back and read the book, you know, I know people like to despise that book, but if you actually read what was going on in there, you were given the tools. Yeah, you know, to tell Satan, no. Get behind me. He don't have no power over you unless you allow him to have power over you. That's just like these corrupt governments that we deal with. They have power over us because we basically handed them that control.
Okay, do you have anything else to add to that?
Nope.
All right. Well, folks, thank you, Neutron. I greatly appreciate that. As I said, you didn't offend anybody here, and I'm glad you're inquisitive. That's good. So, anyway, there are many parallels between the path we choose in this life, our own personal highway, and road rage. Life can be said to be like a road that we travel on. Sometimes life is fast and straight. Sometimes it's full of twists and turns. Sometimes it's like being stuck in a traffic jam. It teaches us multiple lessons as we go. Here are some interesting facts. 1. Maintenance matters. If we keep revving up our engine all the time, then it's going to get worn out sooner. Keep it well maintained and it will last longer. Our bodies are a temple, and we have to take care of it, or we won't have it, you know, where we can do the things that is God's purpose for us. And so, just like a vehicle, you know, you got to have that, the oil changes and the tune-ups every so often and everything like that. And 2, mileage. If our machine or our temple is driven well, our body, it will surely give us many miles. We can cover the distance in our career or personal lives. Instead of thinking of short sprints, let's start thinking about running the marathon of our life. Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Folks, let's live our life to the fullest, the way God wants us to. Let's have a fulfilling life. Let's take care of our temple. And number three, it's unnecessary to speed when we can see the red light ahead. Many of us have the habit of speeding up and then braking hard at the red light. That's me. But anyway, my husband can relate to that one. But do we really need to speed up when we know we have a stop very soon? If you see an event that's going to consume time ahead, it's okay to slow down, folks. And then the fourth thing, riding side by side with someone for long is impossible. When we drive our car neck to neck with another car, we realize how tough it is to drive that way for long. And just like our bodies, you know, we can only last out at a fast pace for so long without certain consequences. If you can think you can ride alongside with your friends all your life, it's impossible. People are on different journeys in life. And then let's think about this one, another one for instance. Even following for long is tough. Everybody has variable speeds. There are times we follow acquaintances because we do not know the way. But following someone for a long distance drains the energies right out of us. Your life is driven by your own choices. Following takes more effort than being the leader of your own life. Every person is different. For some, it takes longer to get ready in the morning or to get out the door of a morning, to drive somewhere, to do projects around the house. But that doesn't make one or the other person wrong in however they do things. It's just different. They all arrive on time, even though they may choose a different means to get there. We are not all alike, and praise God. We need to have some patience. And there's another area in my own life that I've had to reevaluate, because this one here is a perfect example of Shaziz and I. I'm a much more fast-paced person. I like to get ready and get going, and once I'm driving, I don't like to stop, and if I say I want to leave at 8 o'clock, I want to leave at 8 o'clock. But Shaziz operates on a slower pace. And so he really tested my patience for a long time in our relationship, but once again, I've also grown to enjoy the journey with him, because we still get there at the same time. You know, God always provides. Whether it's traffic or someone slowing you down, God will get you there. You don't have to race. You don't have to stress out, you know. And so now, while I'm sitting in the vehicle waiting on Shaziz, you know, maybe I'm doing a little bit of Facebook time, or maybe I'm studying some devotions that I have on my phone, or doing some praying, or maybe I'm just enjoying the sunshine. I'm slowing down a little bit, and it's pretty nice. And then road rage is useless. We need to keep it under control at all times. It can turn dangerous and should be avoided at all costs. And showing anger at work or at home could do injury to your career or even your relationships at home. Keep enjoying the travel, folks. Generally, we are of the mindset that we will enjoy life even more when we have completed the journey. But why? Celebration should go on during the journey itself. That's part of life. That's a part of enjoying life, as God would have us to do. In Psalms 118:24, it says, "The Lord has done great things. Let us rejoice today and be glad." Do you see the parallels in our lives? We race around all day long, busy, 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 go, go, go. Let's just take time to breathe. Just breathe, folks. Life is so short. Enjoy your journey. Folks, when you get out of bed in the morning and you join family, friends, co-workers, church family, etc., You are no longer alone. If you get behind the wheel of your vehicle, you are no longer alone. Your activities have suddenly become a community activity. We must watch out for and love one another. When you join other people, each with our own respective journeys, we encounter people with their own sets of goals, fears, social issues, etc. Just be nice. It's easy to perceive another person's actions as, how does that personally affect me? But this, in turn, makes it so easy to transition over into road rage, figuratively speaking. Some of this is because of the culture we live in. Sometimes society is partly to blame. If you want to go back as far as our childhood, we were socialized to behave, to respond to certain triggers in our life. So, okay, now let us fast forward to from childhood to current day. Do you see how certain learned behaviors from our childhood can affect the present day? Along with the way that we were raised to perceive certain things, there's media. Watch the growing number of television shows and video games that encourage violence, encourage speed, encourage you to get what you want by whatever means necessary. For the Christian, this ever-changing world we live in is only temporary, folks. We lay up our treasures in heaven. We know where we are going after this life. We are sometimes persecuted for our beliefs, but we still stand firm by them. We know that this is not our home, that we are merely passing through. And on our way through, we are in the business of kingdom work, saving souls. But for non-Christians, Satan also is in the business of souls, stealing souls from God. The television and the video games encourage breaking the law. People are so desensitized to the world around them. They scoff at laws. Violence is the new norm. Immoral behavior is acceptable. This is why we are seeing so much of a decline in our society. No rules, no respect, no consequences for poor judgment or choices. Selfishness. It's all about me in this world today. The media portrays lack of law, lack of respect, lack of rules, all as big one big exciting adventure. Life is a highway. It's a journey, but it's not the destination. Sometimes in our lifetime, we feel trapped or stuck in circumstances beyond our control, and it will create like a pressure cooker effect in us. One stress after another, one trigger after another. It tends to domino on us, and we become that pressure cooker. The pressure inside us builds to new magnitude. This is when it becomes very dangerous. Out there on the road, even in our own mind, people feel restricted. People can become quite volatile at times. We feel boxed in. What are some ways that you can think of to help other people who feel that way? Is there something that you can share with someone that you might feel that way? Is there something you can share with someone that you might know who is struggling with something like this right now? Become a mentor to those people. Hurting people do not make rational decisions. Try to show some grace and some mercy. Choose your battles wisely. Today I'm going to have a special guest on my show for just a moment. Well, he's special to me anyway. And so, once again, I'm bringing Shaziz back on for just a moment. So, Shaziz, what do you think about today's message? Do you have any insight or words of wisdom to share with the audience today?
Well, I don't know. This world we live in is pretty deceptive. People try to convince us that science is God, there is no God, we have no creator. And so we all sit around and we try to figure this all out together. And that road we travel sometimes it's a bumpy road. I was mentioning in the chat room over there that it's a personal journey we're on. There's no reason why we can't take that journey together and help each other for a smoother path. You know, and sometimes I'm at a loss for words. It's just that I'm a Christian and I believe in God. I believe in the God of the Bible. And I don't know how to debate that with anybody because I'm just a man, just like everybody else. But I'm going to walk that path the best I can, and I'm going to try to help those along that journey as best I can. As far as Satan ruling the world, as far as why God would allow Satan to be down here, the only thing I can say to that is that if God wants you to come back to Him because you love God, then that's the God I want to follow. If God wants you to come back to Him because you fear God, it's not one that rings true in my heart, if that makes any sense.
That does make a lot of sense, Shazaz, and thank you very much for those words of wisdom. It's time to wrap up today's show, so I want to end in a prayer and a few more songs. So let us pray at this time. Father, thank you for every blessing in our life. Thank you for placing people in our path to help us, to deliver a message to us, to teach us a life lesson. Thank you for waking us up each day so that we can be a blessing to others. You know every decision that we need to make, and every challenge that we face. Please forgive us for the times that we try to figure this life out on our own. We need you. We need your Holy Spirit to give us strength, wisdom, and direction. Forgive us all of our trespasses against you. Father, thank you for our fresh new grace and mercy every day. Father, help us to show that same grace and mercy and forgiveness to our fellow brothers and sisters that we encounter each day. Go with us, each of us, this week, and bless our homes and our family. And all the people said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you today. Until next time, same place, same station. Thank you, Neutron. Have a very blessed week.
Here I am, Lord, and I'm drowning in your sea of forgetfulness. The chains of yesterday surround me. I yearn for peace and rest. I don't want to end up where you found me. And it echoes in my mind, keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west. And I stand before you now as though I've never sinned. Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? 'Cause I can't bear to see the man I've been rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. Just how far the east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. I start the day the war begins, endless reminding of my sin. Time and time again, your truth is drowned out by the storm I'm in.
Today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from you leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far?
Shine with no